state of war as permanent reality. The total assault of the shadow power, which had already been going on for many years, gained a great acceleration in 2020. That was the launch year of a special operation called the COVID-19 pandemic, which aimed at the mass extermination of the world's population and genetic modification, as well as impoverishment and subjugation of the survivors. This state of alert, prompted by an event of unprecedented severity in history, requires a complex, exhaustive, and deep analysis, because the very survival of the human species is at stake. The urgent need for an adequate examination of the state of the world today also calls us to formulate solutions that would offer us a chance of avoiding a rapid and irremediable terminal catastrophe. So, we are in a state of war. The aggressor does not represent a state or a group of states, but constitutes a vast network of private, supranational entities, guided not only by a thirst for absolute power and the establishment of a world tyranny, but primarily by deeply spiritual motives of an evil nature. The targets of these forces are all the nations of the world, all human beings, the rivalries between them being simply part of the strategy of domination. Among the key characteristics that distinguish today's state of war from classical ones is that it is undeclared, having no such legitimate actors as two belligerent parties represented by states. The enemy is covert, subversive in nature, and attacks its victims with a gamut of unconventional weapons which are not perceived by the target nations as acts of military hostility. In such a case, the golden rule of the art of war by Sun Tzu is brought to perfection: through you we learn to be invisible, through you inaudible, and hence we can hold the enemy's fate in our hands. The tactics of dissimulation, and the applying of a veneer of scientific respectability and of supposed moral responsibility for the fate of the world, make the masters of this deadly game virtually invulnerable. At the crux of the massive force of world influence lies the economic, technological, media and cultural cognitive power that annihilates any capacity for complex understanding and effective resistance on the part of states and nations. The enemy of mankind is extremely sophisticated, perfectly equipped with an enormous number of instruments, and capable of playing a fateful game for the whole world, while keeping up its show of innocence and good intentions. The mask of respectability on the face of international institutions. The enemies of humanity operate through international organizations perceived as neutral and beneficial to states and peoples, such as the UN, WHO, IMF, World Bank, Bank for International Settlements, BIS, WTO, WHO, Gavi, UNESCO, UNICEF, EU, NATO, etc. And as accomplices of this enormous open conspiracy appear the governments of the world states that have become the puppets of these occult forces, political regimes that contribute to the genocide of the peoples they govern. The overwhelming influence, on a world and national scale, of that real power archipelago is disseminated and exercised through a myriad of secret or semi-secret societies such as Freemasonry, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, Chatham House, the Tavistock Institute, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Club of Rome, the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the World Economic Forum, etc. Non-military wars as strategy of domination. Among the enormous array of non-military wars waged by these demoniac elites are the following: religious war, civilizational war, economic war, cognitive war, cultural war, ideological war, psychological war, media war, biological war, genetic war, racial war, immigratory war, geophysical war, climate war, cyber war, electromagnetic war, demographic war, feminist war, gender war, transgender war, intergenerational war, etc. In parallel, hot wars are being instigated, such as those in Ukraine and the Gaza Strip, intended to contribute to the controlled demolition of the world economy, to the disaggregation of the functional capacity of states, and to the resetting of the world on the basis of a new world order. As the final blow to annihilate states and human freedom, the satanic elites have been priming us for decades for an interplanetary war arising from an extraterrestrial invasion and the myth of UFOs, to fulfill the Blue Beam Project, which will appear as the terminal phase of triumph of the NWO. Thus, we are forced by circumstances to live in an ongoing apocalypse that we often perceive as the new normal. A unique strategy masked by regional rivalries. UN Agenda 2030 for Sustainable Development with its 17 goals is imposed upon every nation and expresses the reality of global governance, an agenda which pushes the plan of mass extermination and ultimate subjugation, without resistance being put up by any country. Moreover, as long as no country in the world announces its desire to leave this umbrella organization of shadow power, the UN, the world government will function just as unabatedly without even formalizing its existence. For the year 2024, the signing of a so-called WHO pandemic treaty has been announced, which would definitively establish global tyranny under the pretext of health and definitively eradicate any trace of national and personal sovereignty. In parallel, a new dystopian reality is expanding over the entire world, manifesting itself as the pinnacle of science and technology, promising to usher in eternal paradise. The era of digitization, universal surveillance, the destruction of fundamental freedoms under the pretext of medical, climate or cyber emergencies manifests itself with irresistible force. Central bank digital currencies, the Internet of Things, the Internet of Bodies, smart cities or 15-minute cities, augmented man in transhumanist guise, technocracy as a form of universal tyranny, proclaiming itself a self-fulfilling prophecy. All these new realities are reshaping the whole world. An escape from conceptual prison. Neither of the top-level conflicts currently raging on a global scale, West-East, nor North-South, seems to affect the imposition of a common deadly strategy emanating from the UN, WHO, ETL. The extremely sophisticated and complex character of the system of world domination through international organizations, countless nested private entities with a scientific, cultural, medical or media mask, is bringing about a state of full-spectrum domination much more perilous than could be achieved by military conquest or economic subjugation. The multitude of forms of total non-military war that are being waged against humanity is not even perceived by the great majority of people as a general assault on humanity. This inadequacy to grasp the new geopolitical realities with their profound spiritual significance could soon prove fatal for the whole world. A certain error of perspective, an inertia of thought, keeps the collective mind in the captivity of bygone times. In the new historical conditions of globalization, owing to a massive leap in science and technology and the gigantic concentration of world power in the hands of private entities, the old schemes of division between countries, regions, and civilizations are no longer valid. They now merely serve as a mask that disguises the true face of the parties to the conflict. In order to overcome the general state of confusion and to gain the chance of mounting an effective resistance to ensure the perpetuation of human civilization, it is necessary to make a categorical distinction between the horizontal perspective and the vertical perspective. Horizontally, it is the collective West and the BRICS countries, the rich North and the emerging South, that face each other. Yet the key struggle is going on vertically, the multidimensional and relentless aggression of the demonized world elites on the one hand and all the peoples of the world on the other. And if the former plane of confrontation is registered by the public perception, the latter, infinitely more important, escapes the world's notice. The rivalries between the aforementioned groups of countries did not stop even in 2020, but to top it all countries responded with the same docility to the edicts of the WHO during the fake COVID-19 pandemic, which they did not perceive as an act of war. The collective West versus BRICS, USA versus China, who runs the show? One of the basic errors related to globalization is the tendency to assign to the collective West the exclusive role of driving this process. According to that logic, the collapse of the West would automatically lead to the failure of globalization. Hence the myths related to BRICS as a civilizational alternative to the West. The recent substantial expansion of this formless and omnivorous organization has prompted new waves of enthusiasm among naive proponents of deglobalization. The decline of the West and the rise of the Brics are equally applauded by all challengers of American hegemony. Meanwhile, very few notice that the Great Reset is imposed everywhere. Transcending the geopolitical conflicts that are waged horizontally, it is dictated by the vertical of power, the only force that really matters. Once again, the world is ruled by private, supranational entities operating through the UN, WHO, ETAL big money, big oil, big pharma, big tech, big media, etc., are just the tentacles of the same satanic octopus. And if it is known that UN Agenda 2030 is accepted and implemented by all countries of the world, if the WHO's genocidal policy of false pandemics and murder by injection is an official policy of all states, if digitalization is omnipresent, how we can admit such an absurdity by admiring such a false alternative? Some relish the prospect of imminent de-dollarization as if it were to be succeeded by the establishment of monetary sovereignty at the level of each nation and by the disappearance of the BIS and the City of London. It should be borne in mind that the dollar is to be succeeded by CBDCs at the national level, after which a universal digital currency unit will be imposed. It is a truism that the same premises will lead time and again to the same consequences. The technological society leads to the emptying of the countryside, to urbanization, technocracy, and through robotics and artificial intelligence to mass unemployment. Replacing American hegemonism with Chinese hegemonism will still not mean the failure of the Great Reset. On the contrary, Chinese society is an ideal model for globalist elites, who crave to expand its characteristics globally. A true revolt of nations presupposes, first of all, the will to abandon the globalist strictures that subjugate humanity, first and foremost the UN and WHO. But so far, no country in the world has announced any such intentions, following rather with docility the policy of the world government that operates through these organizations. The end of classical geopolitics. The myth of climate change is blindly and meekly accepted by all states under the UN's baton. The activity of the BIS one, the elimination of cash and the imposition of CBDCs are not being seen aright as tools to pauperize and to enslave the world's population, but are instead being misconceived as natural processes of inevitable financial regulation. The same applies to the public perception of other international organizations. The ability to set the collective mind, to dispel supposed myths about the international framework, as well as methodically to reduce the cognitive capacity of contemporary man is the main guarantee of success for the globalists. At the present time, there is no difference between the level of ignorance of the average person and that of a state official. Under these conditions, the strategy of disguise and manipulation works without the least hindrance. I have called these new realities on a global scale the end of classical geopolitics. Today, the basic conflict is a vertical one, it is fought from top to bottom, and the enemy is a non-state, supranational, and extraterritorial entity. Therefore, just as in the decryption exercises practiced in social engineering, the two bottom corners of the triangle must, to escape their eternal victimhood, give up mutual hostilities horizontally and look up to discover the real enemy attacking them vertically. Error of perspective in identifying the enemy. And here I return to the title of my closing speech delivered at Kyano Forum 2023 on September 9 last year, Know Your Enemy, the Golden Rule of the Art of War in the Technocratic Era, 2. Namely, a deep understanding of the nature of mankind's enemies offers us the chance of revenge, a counteroffensive, and survival. And here we enter the most delicate and uncertain area. This is because today's man no longer has a religious, spiritual perspective on life. Modernity has marked us irreparably, we are materialists, atheists, and rationalists. And this while the enemies of mankind, who have secularized and spiritually sterilized us for centuries, themselves remain deeply anchored in spiritual realities. They alienated us from our Savior, but kept their covenant with their Master. That is, they blinded us so that they could dominate and defeat us without any resistance. In face of total spiritual evil, of superhuman demonic forces, we do not have any chance of success using only human potential. The lack of equality of arms means our eternal defeat. Our vital need is to rediscover, and to seek a strategic alliance with, our Creator Jesus Christ. Having so mighty an enemy as Satan while remaining deluded by notions of human autonomy and self-sufficiency is an illusion induced by the son of perdition. It is up to us whether we choose to play the role of losers or prefer the mission of conquerors, making a huge paradigmatic leap and donning the armor of new crusaders. To conclude, our choice is very simple: whom to obey, God or Satan. There is no third option. Human autonomy is a perfect trap which blinds us and pushes our resistance into a suicidal bind. The liberal illusion as a paralyzing factor. One of the reasons for the overwhelming success of our enemies is that we continue to operate under conditions of world tyranny and state terrorism with our outdated liberal democratic frame of reference. In the face of a total war of the Satanist elites against humanity, in the teeth of a universal genocide, we operate with legalistic notions. We appeal to the Constitution, human rights, and democratic norms. We pin our hopes on electoral cycles and saviors like Trump or Putin, deifying the controlled opposition. And we refuse to understand the tragicomic nature of this situation. When an assassin kills your children, wife, relatives, an honorable citizen sits down to lodge charges in court or look for a lawyer. But war has its own inexorable logic. If you don't stop your murderer in his tracks, he will kill you. Even the fact that it is not rifles and bombs that are being used as lethal weapons this time but injections, electromagnetic waves, and poisoned food does not change the ratio of forces between the two sides, the assassin and the victim. The victim is in self-defense and must fight back. Our response to the genocidal plan of a globalist elite Great Reset is typically called the Great Awakening, and rightly so. But this effort of awakening must find its immediate continuation in the Great Uprising. Anything else would be a sterile intellectual exercise and to condemn ourselves to the disappearance of human civilization.